Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Power of the Superconscious Mind. This is CJ Savage, and I'm a certified hypnotherapist since 1991. I'm also an inspirational and motivational speaker. Today, we're going to talk about healing within, healing mentally, emotionally, and physically. I haven't been with you guys for a while, and the reason is I was going to tell you I have a brand new book that is coming out. I'm just getting it finished. Just finished up a brand new book. It's called Is Your Thinking Out of Order? I have a website that you can actually go on to, and it is called, it's a blogger blog. You can go on to www.isyourthinkingoutoforder.blogspot.com, which it's not available yet, but it will be within the next 30 days. So if you'd like to, you can go on, still you can log on to another blog that I have called thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. And if I shorten that down to a tiny URL, which is becoming very popular these days, you can go to tiny URL.com. Then it is 3HFA ZBO. That is three small letters. It is lowercase letters. H is in Harry, F is in Frank, A is in Albert, capital Z as in zebra, small B as in Bob, and O as in Oliver. So it's http://tinyurl.com/3HFAZBO. And that'll take you to thehypnosisqueen.com. There you can get, you can download a free hypnosis audio on Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health. You can also be able to go to where you need to get in order to get the book if you're interested in that. It'll also take you to, if you sign in there, you can get a free preview of the first four chapters of Is Your Thinking Out of Order. What is Your Thinking Out of Order about? It's actually to teach you how to master the mind so that when you master the mind, basically you get control of the mind and then you can create the life that you want to live. Now, I've always told you, you've heard me say many, many times, you have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you. Yes, you do. You have the state-of-the-art pharmacy within you. You can heal yourself with your mind, and you can if you simply try, and it works even if you don't think it will work. You've probably heard or seen my story. If you look at my sites, you've probably seen or heard my story about when I shattered, I fell out of a tree headfirst about a year ago, headfirst, and my reflexes, my arm went up, and so I shattered the bones in my arm. The doctor said shattered, and I said, define shattered. He said hundreds of breaks. And it looked like someone smashed my arm with a sledgehammer. That's how bad it really was. So I waited to see an orthopedic surgeon for 9 days, and during that time, I did nothing but hypnosis. Now, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, and every minute of every day, you are living in a state of self-hypnosis. So the question I've always asked you is, what are you hypnotizing yourself for? Well, when I shattered my arm, I simply imagine a bright white beam of light, which you can refer to it as source energy. Scientists refer to it as source energy. It is the universal light of life's energy. Or Christians refer to it as God. It doesn't really matter what you want to refer it to. There is one ultimate power in this universe. There's one power, and it is a higher power, and we are all connected to it. So I would imagine that bright white beam of light that comes down from the infinite sky, bring it down to my head and bring it into my head, filling me up as if I'm an empty vessel. I'd run it down my neck and down my right arm, and I did this over and over and over. Now, do I have that much control to simply focus on that light all by myself without other thoughts coming in? Well, I'm going to be really honest with you, and I actually just didn't sit there and free will that light into my arm during those 9 days, but I listened to my hypnosis CD, And if you want to get a free preview of my hypnosis audios, you can go to www.cdbaby, that stands for compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. And Cheryl J. Savage is spelled CHERYLJSAVAGE. So it's CHERYLJSAVAGE. You can go to that and you can get a preview of my hypnosis audios. What I use to heal my arm is called General Healing of Health Problems. It is the same CD that my cancer patients use to heal their cancer. It's the same one that I've had my clients use to rebuild cartilage in their knees, heal illnesses, injuries. It's all based on one concept of using that higher power to come within you, because this is the thing that you need to understand. Anytime that you have something wrong inside your body, if you have a problem, a health problem, if it's a physical illness, a disease, or an injury, something of that nature, then you're going to have a very dark black energy in your body. Now, if you can understand this concept, if you had a very dark room, a very dark, pitch dark room, the room is pitch black, and you want to get rid of that darkness and light it up, the simple concept of doing that is flip a switch, turn the light on, and when you turn the light on, the darkness disappears, does it not? The darkness is completely gone, dissipated. So when you simply think, and remember, your thoughts are things. So when you think with your mind, that's very subtle thought, simply just imagining what it would be like or what it would feel like or just sense it. It doesn't mean that you close your eyes and you really see the light, although you might, and some people do, see it coming towards them. And as you practice it, eventually you may actually see it through your spiritual eyes. But when you close your eyes and you see nothing there but darkness, that's fine. When you close your eyes, after a few seconds to a couple of minutes, you start to access a part of the brain that you don't normally access when your eyes are open. When you sit back and relax, then you automatically, with your eyes closed, you automatically go into what was called an altered state of consciousness. It's not something that you can fail at. It's something that happens automatically. If you're an extremely hyper person, then you might need to learn how to relax. But if you can relax, sit back and relax, even if you don't feel that relaxed, when you close your eyes, you will simply still access a part of the brain that you don't normally access. So you sit back and you relax, and you just simply focus on bringing that light in. When you bring, imagine, just sense it or imagine it, it's a very subtle thought. But you bring that light in from the infinite sky above. Just imagine if there's a navel up there in the universe, and it opens up with this beam of light that comes down through the universe, and it's coming right towards you because it's your light. You're pulling it towards you, and you just keep bringing it through the universe, and it's like a beam of light that shines like a flashlight shining through the dark, and it just keeps coming until it's going through the atmosphere of the sky above you, breaking through the clouds, and then coming through the roof above, and then it enters your head. And when it enters your head, feel that warm sensation as it fills you up, filling your body up like a warm sensation. That is a concept that I use, and I go into very detail about it in the hypnosis audio. I go into very detailed scripture of doing this and having you imagine it and feel it as we work it through all the cells, as it goes through into and through your entire body, and I work it through the cells of the body. But what actually happens by simply thinking that thought and bringing that beam of light into your body, it dissipates the darkness, that dark energy within you that you've either done it psychologically, mentally, emotionally, or because of an injury, you have it there physically. But you can pull that dark energy in, or you can create dark energy, or you can have an injury and you're still going to have dark energy. But then when you bring that light in, it dissipates that dark energy, and you're going to get nothing but a perfect healing. And in 20 years, I speak up now and more so than I ever have before, for the one reason is because of the internet, and it gives us the capability to reach so many more people. But two, You know, a few years ago when I was helping cancer patients to heal, I was scared to death that anybody would even find out about it. You know, I kept it quiet because our government makes over $200 billion a year in revenue just from conventional cancer treatments and medications, radiation, chemotherapy. Conventional medications for cancer is a huge moneymaker for this country. And I personally have a friend, a lady that was helping people to heal with cancer, and the government shut her down and threatened to imprison her. And this has been, you know, 15 years ago. So I was afraid that the government would find out. However, because of the internet, we have people from other countries that are teaching us that, and Ty Bollinger has just come out with a new book, 451-page book, on 81 ways to heal cancer naturally, easily, without using any chemotherapy, without using any conventional medications, treatments, or anything like that. As a matter of fact, he boldly states that he has scientific proof that by using chemotherapy or radiation actually reduces your chances of survival, and you actually have a better chance of surviving if you do absolutely nothing than if you use the chemo or the radiation. So Suzanne Summers, another one, has another new book out. She's got a book out on, she's lost a lot of friends to cancer. She's also a cancer survivor, and she talks about the natural healing. She looked for alternative natural ways of healing her body when she had the cancer, and she did heal it. So this is the thing. This is what we're going to talk about here. You can heal yourself. It doesn't make any difference whether it is depression or whether it's cancer or any other illness or disease or injury. You can heal yourself. And I speak out more boldly now than ever before because, one, the economy is so poor and it is in such danger. The economy in this country is in really sad shape. Two, because of the new healthcare bill that's been passed now, and if you, I guess, use any of your healthcare benefits, even if you have insurance, you have to pay taxes on any insurance that you use. So if you go in the hospital and your bill is $100,000, you're thinking, oh, good, that didn't cost anything. Insurance covered it. Well, now you pay the taxes on the $100,000 that you were billed, that your insurance paid for, because that is the benefits that you benefited from. So I think that's going to keep a lot of people from running to the hospital and using their insurance, which I think is going to create another problem. So instead of me spending a lot of time here explaining why to do what I'm telling you to do or the reasons behind it or the scientific reasons behind it, I'm just going to tell you what you need to do. If you want to get more information on what we're talking about here today, you can go to the hypnosisqueen.blogspot, that's blogspot.com. That's a blogger blog. It's the Hypnosis Queen, thehypnosisqueen.blogspot.com. You can go to that site there and you can get more information. If you are interested in getting my book, you can read the first four chapters for free. You get a free preview of the first four chapters in the book. Also, you can pick up one of my hypnosis audios, which is Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health, and that was the other one that I used when I healed my arm. Basically, those two, the general healing of health problems was the main one, and then the other one that I brought in, and the reason for the other one is when you use the hypnosis audio, Achieve Perfect and Radiant Health, it helps you to release and let go of all the negative feelings and the negative thoughts that you've been having, whether it's anger, hate, or depression, or jealous. It helps you to let go of that because you cannot heal as long as you harbor dark energy in your body. Now, if you do this self-hypnosis, you use the hypnosis audio, which is going to get you there, and you cannot listen to it one time and say, wow, that didn't work for me. What you have to do, and this is what I strongly advise, if it's something really serious, very serious, or you're in a hurry to speed up your healing, then you use a hypnosis audio that guides your thinking. It's a guided meditation. You sit back and you relax, and you take out about an hour and a half. It's 31 minutes. You take it, sit down, and listen to it right all the way through. When it ends, you go back and you hit play again, and you listen to it three times back to back. And if it's something like cancer or melanoma, or a serious illness or disease, then you need to listen to it three times back to back every day, and you will find that within probably 4 to 5 days or a week, you're going to start feeling better. You're going to notice a difference. Your health will start improving. Do I guarantee this? You know, I don't guarantee anything, because we're talking about telling you to do something that you should do. If I tell you to do this and you don't do it, and you say, well, you know what, I did listen to it a couple times, it didn't work. If you do it like I tell you to do it and you listen to it three times back to back, all I can tell you is it will work, whether you think it will or not, it will work. So if you want to get there, listen to the CD. If you can focus yourself and really in detail talk that white light in through every cell of your body and then bring it to what, wherever the problem is at, and focus that, and you can do that over and over for, say, 90 minutes a day, every day. If you can do it on your own, then so be it. However, there's a couple other things that you need to know and understand. If you really, truly want to heal, let's go back and we're going to talk about, first I'm going to talk about depression. Depression, and the reason I'm going to bring this one up is because I got into on a talk radio show with Dr. Veronica Anderson with a conventional doctor, and he talked about antidepressants, how he prescribed antidepressants and what they do and how they worked and blah, blah, blah. And so when it came to me, the whole show was on depression and how we treat depression. And so I was asked, how do I help my clients get rid of depression? And I said, oh, well, my method of treating depression is very scientific. As a matter of fact, it's really easy. And if you do it, it works like magic. And it is simply this. You put a thin rubber band, on your wrist. And every time you have a negative thought, no matter what it is, if you have a negative thought, you snap the rubber band on the underside of your wrist. And you snap it hard enough that it hurts. Every time you have a negative thought. And when you have that negative thought, you snap the rubber band, and then you replace that negative thought immediately with a positive thought. Now, you know, I tell all my clients who have depression, and that's the majority of them, to do it. I've not yet had one single person tell me that it didn't work. Not one. And it does work, but you know what? They always start off laughing, and they think I'm kidding, and I'm not, because it does really work. And this is it. Conventional doctors normally, in most cases, treat the symptoms. Well, the symptoms of depression is feeling low and feeling sad, and so they talk about the chemical imbalance in the brain, and then they prescribe an antidepressant and hoping that that would balance the chemical imbalance in the brain. And if that doesn't work, then they might increase the dosage, or they might add another antidepressant, or they might even add as many as three. And if that doesn't work, then they keep increasing the dosage. And, you know, even this conventional doctor just said to us on the radio the other day, if they don't work within 8 months, they are never, ever going to work. And when I told him what I do, treating people with the rubber band, he jumped right in there and agreed with everything I said. And he said, I treat the cause. He treats the symptoms. And the symptoms are the depression. The depression comes from the chemical imbalance, and the chemical imbalance in the brain is actually from negative thoughts. I'm not kidding. You know, thinking, your simple thinking, you have control over whether you think you do or not. The thinking is purely intellectual activity. It mainly takes place as an electrochemical process in the body and the brain. The brain is not separate from the mind, and the mind is not separate from the brain. The mind to the brain, a good analogy here, the mind to the brain is like software to a computer. I talk about this a lot. The computer by itself with no software really isn't going to do anything. It might turn on, it might work, but does it really do anything without any software? No. Now, if the computer represents the brain and the computer is damaged, well, you're going to have problems with the software, right? Now, you do have control over your mind because you have two very distinct levels of consciousness. You have your physical consciousness, then you have that superconscious mind, and that superconscious mind is where all your power lies. But everything, all your activity, all human activity, all human ideas, everything in this world starts with a thought, with a physical thought. So you have control over those physical thoughts. And if you use that rubber band to snap that wrist every single time you have a negative thought, then eventually you will stop thinking negative thoughts. The reason is negative thinking is nothing more than a bad habit, and bad habits can be broken. But when you use the rubber band and you stop that, then what happens is within a couple of weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, depends on you, and if you're really honest with yourself, then within 2 to 3, 4 weeks, you start to get control over your thinking process, and you simply do not allow negative thoughts to come in. When you stop the negative thoughts from coming in, then you're going to have a balance, chemical balance in the brain. When you get the chemical balance in the brain, guess what? The depression leaves. So if you're on a ton of antidepressants and you've been on them for a long time and they're still not working, then according to, and I can't remember his name, but he was on Dr. Veronica Anderson's show, he says after 8 months, you find that they're not working, they will never, ever work. So I would suggest if you really want to get rid of depression, then get rid of the cause. And the cause is the negative thinking. And negative thinking is nothing more than bad habit. And you can break a bad habit by simply being honest with yourself, put a rubber band on your wrist, and snap it every time you have a negative thought. And wherever you go, be sure that you show them the rubber band on your wrist, whoever you work with, whoever you live with, your friends that you socialize with, tell them, I have a rubber band on my wrist. I'm going to snap it if I should say anything negative. And if for any reason I don't snap it, you're allowed to snap it for me. They become your support group. They will dive across the room to snap that rubber band if you should say anything negative. Not only that, they become your support group. And if they like you, they will become aware that you do not want to talk negative. You do not want to hear anything negative. And then they become more conscientious of what they say. Of course, that is if they like you. If they don't, well, they might push your buttons and try to test you all night long. Okay, that's on the depression part of it. Now, you can get rid of depression. It's really not that easy. And I am a really true guru of treating things naturally than chemicals. For one thing, me and chemicals just don't get along. I don't know that there's any medicines I probably could or would take. If I had to, I don't know what I'd do because I don't. Even when I had surgery, I had a hyoidal hernia on my stomach. And since I was working with the state of Illinois, the state was paying for it. Instead of using hypnosis to repair it, they just kept saying they scheduled me to get it repaired. Only I did not have any anesthesia because I did not want the chemicals in my body. So I did the surgery using just self-hypnosis. And he sliced open the front of my stomach. It was right by my belly button. Sliced it open. Worked on me, cut, sewed me up, patched me up, and I talked to the nurse and the doctor all the way through. It was interesting. Okay, now let's talk about cancer. First of all, we've been talking about this negative thinking because this is really important. And it's one thing that let's go back to the physical conscious here. You have two very distinct levels of consciousness. You have your physical consciousness, which you use on a daily basis. When you get up in the morning, you decide what you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to wear, you know, your agenda through the day, and you make decisions with your physical consciousness. Now, that physical conscious has what we call a critical factor. It's the gatekeeper. And it is always trying to feed you negative thoughts. So if you let your mind go idle or you're not having to consciously think about something, make a decision or balance a checkbook or whatever, then that physical consciousness is always trying to feed you negative thoughts, basically reminding you, rehashing over a past experience, maybe something someone said, something someone did that caused you a lot of pain. But nevertheless, it's always feeding you, and you think that you can't help it because these thoughts just are feeding into your mind randomly without any control on your part. So again, use the rubber band and stop the thoughts. However, the superconscious mind is where all your power lies, and the mind that we're talking about here is the spiritual part of you. You came into this world as a spiritual being. You came in this world as a spiritual being. You took on a body somewhere between the time that that baby was conceived to the birth of the child. You took on that baby. You entered into the physical body of that baby because you wanted to evolve in life. You wanted to reach a higher plane in this universe. So you made a decision to go to Earth because Earth is the one planet that has more negative energy than most any planet. It's a higher education here. This is a planet, a world of negative energy. And this is where we come to learn lessons. And life is a game. So you took on this body, and the spiritual part of you entered every single cell of that body. The mind is not up in the brain. The mind is not separate from the brain. The mind is the spiritual part of you. It is pure energy, and it is immortal. So that spiritual part of you lives in every single cell of your body, and in every single cell of your physical body, it has its own intelligence. So basically, what I'm saying is, it's not like you have a mind. It's like you have millions, if not billions, of little minds in your body. So therefore, understand that everything that you hear, everything that you see, everything that you feel, those feelings that you have, those cells in your body responds to that. Can you talk your body out of an illness or injury? Absolutely. I've proven it over 20 years. You can prove it. And I'm going to give an example here really quickly. Off and on through the years, I've had trouble with my gallbladder. And I can always tell when I'm having trouble because if I actually just was into conventional medicine, I would have lost my gallbladder. They would have removed it by now. So here a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, I started having trouble with my gallbladder again, and I noticed that when I would eat, I would start feeling ill every single time I'd eat. And it was getting worse and it's worse. I was just too busy to even take the time to even do anything about it or heal it or anything. So while I'm driving down the road, wherever I'm going, I spent probably a couple of hours telling my gallbladder I have a perfectly normal, strong, clean and clear gallbladder now. And then I'd say, thank you, God, thank you. And the more I said it, the more excited I got. And I knew it was responding, literally responding, to gallbladder, you're good, you're clean, you're clear. I have a strong and healthy, clear gallbladder now. You know, some of you out there can laugh. And you can sit back and go, oh, that's not for real. But first of all, you wouldn't be on the show listening to me at all if you thought that it was totally out of reach. And second of all, don't knock it until you tried it because it does work. And the cliche, the old rule, the old law is mind over matter. You know, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. Remember I told you the physical mind is the gatekeeper? Well, it has the critical factor. However, you can override it because the superconscious mind does not have a critical factor and it will accept anything, good or bad, right or wrong. It will accept anything. So when you speak out those words, and if you have a hard time focusing, using those words, silencing your mind, then speak them out loud enough that you can hear it. And so when I'm telling myself that I have a very strong, clean, clear gallbladder now, it was literally improving. And if I could prove that to you and have a camera inside, watch it as I was saying that, I would guarantee you that that's the way it was going. And it didn't take but a couple of hours, and it finally went away, and I cleaned it up again. So I have done that over the years, off and on. But, I mean, with the shattered bones, and the bones were overlapping, they were all over the place. It was a mess with my arm, and I not once started thinking, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work? That didn't occur to me, because once you heal yourself with your own mind and you speak that with your physical thoughts, you think it and you think it and think it over and over and over again with your physical thoughts, then the superconscious mind starts to accept it, and it's accepting it. And as it accepts it, you will start to feel it. When you start to feel it, it only becomes stronger and stronger. But once you have healed yourself of something, you will know without the shadow of a doubt, this is not that hard. And once you do it once, then each time you do it after that, it just gets easier and easier. when you practice bringing that white light in, the source energy or God's energy, or you can refer to it as the universal light of life's energy, when you practice bringing that in, it is like a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger it becomes and the easier it is to use it. So since I have done the healing my arm, which I spent almost around the clock for 9 days, just simply kept bringing that light in. And before I ever saw a doctor, when I went to see Dr. Green, Dr. Mark Green, as a matter of fact, when I went to see him, he looked at my x-rays from the ER that night, and he explained to me that he was going to do surgery and use a metal plate and 4 metal pins and 4 screws and all this stuff. And I said, I said, do you believe in miracles? He said, yes, I do. And I said, that's good. Before we talk any more about this metal stuff and surgery, I said, could I get another x-ray? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be needing any of that. And he said, oh, well, he was very kind, very open, very receptive. And so I did get an x-ray, and sure enough, no, I didn't need it. As a matter of fact, I was almost healed in 9 days. But by the 12th day, I had all cast off, and I was back to normal. So is the mind powerful? Absolutely. Okay. Now let's going to talk about, there's about 7 things that you have to do in order to heal. And once you get it and once you understand it, then you can find that you can heal yourself anytime of anything, no matter what it is. Okay? You're going to become master of your soul. Or is it captain of your soul, master of your destiny? Okay. Here is basically about 7 things that you have to do. First of all, you have to get rid of your negative thinking, because as long as that physical consciousness is just flooding your mind with random thoughts that you have no control over, then you have no control over your mind, and you have to get control of the mind. Stop the negative thinking. The negative thinking, when you stop that, it stops the negative feelings. Those negative feelings will stop, then stop all the negative emotions, like depression. So wear the rubber band, and I'm telling you, it works. Just try it. You will be amazed. Your life will do a 360 so fast, you're not even going to know what's happened. Second of all, probably this is, stop the negative thinking is, there's 3 things here that you really have to do, the 3 most important things that you can do for yourself. And that is, 2 is being grateful. And when I say being grateful, you have no idea how important it is to be grateful for whatever it is that you have, be grateful for whatever it is you do, be grateful for those that are in your life, your friends, your family. Be grateful for things like family, friends, your good health, even if your health is poor. What good health do you have? Do you have good eyesight? Can you still hear? Can you still walk? Can you still talk? Can you still eat? Because if you lose your health, in my opinion, when your health is gone, does anything else really matter after that? If you're really bad off, it really, everything else just becomes not important anymore. So being grateful, if you make a written or a mental list every day of what you are grateful for, and I strongly suggest to keep a daily journal of what you're grateful for. And it doesn't matter if it's just really small things, you know, minor things. I'm grateful I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful for my family. I have a wonderful, loving, fun family. I'm grateful for my good health. I'm grateful for my automobile, for my intelligence, my ability to talk and walk and be active. I'm grateful for the talents that I have to help people, to help people get their lives better. Be grateful for the peace, the freedom that we still have in this country. Well, that's a big one. Be grateful for the freedom we have in this country. Be grateful for that you have a phone or a car. For your financial blessings, keep a daily journal of what you're grateful for is probably one of the single best things that you can do to change your life for the better. So I ask you, what are you grateful for? You know, even if you're like, oh, I don't have nothing to be grateful for. That's not true. You know what? If you look around and you think about it, I'm sure you can find some things to be grateful for. And each and every day, I bet you can add some things to that list. Okay? Just do it. It'll change your life. And don't just make the list and be grumble, grumble. You know, make the list, and while you're counting your blessings, feel it. Raise your vibration and feel grateful. Raising your vibration is really important because when you become despair, you have despair or anger or hate or jealousy, depression, your vibration lowers. Those negative feelings lower your vibration, and if you go low enough, like hate and anger is like a vibration on a new technology scale, it's like a 20, and that's just above death. The average American has an average vibrational frequency, that's your electrical system, that's your pure energy that can be measured, it's like 240. That's not very high. Mother Teresa, the highest any human being has ever been measured, was Mother Teresa at 700. Archangels are like 50,000. That's why we can't see them with our physical eyes, because our eyes can only see up to a certain amount of vibrational frequency. Our ears, our physical ears, can only hear up to like 20,000 hertz of vibrational frequency of energy. So that's why dogs and cats can hear ultrasound. They can hear things with their physical ears that us as humans cannot hear. However, when you practice meditation, when you do a guided meditation, if even if it's my hypnosis audio that you're listening to, you are actually then able to you're actually able to hear and see through your spiritual ears and through your spiritual eyes. So you're going to see a whole lot more that's going on in your world around you through your spiritual eyes than you ever will see with your physical eyes. Basically, a 20-year study, and with their new technology, they have proven that what we see and hear with our physical eyes and ears is only about 4% of all that exists that goes on around us. Did you understand that? Through your physical eyes and ears, we only see and hear only about 4% of all that goes on around us. So if you want to practice hypnosis and you do meditation, you will learn to see and hear through your spiritual ears and eyes and learn a whole lot more. That's why people become clairvoyant. I'm not what you call psychic. I have a lot of psychic experiences. I don't pick and choose what I know and what I need to know. For whatever reason, spirit shows me or tells me what it is I need to know. But whenever I need to know something, it's there. Sometimes if I don't get it or ignore it, I might close my eyes and in meditation, they might light up. They might hold up neon flashing lights and put the words neon flashing lights, and they know. But I know that's when I'd better pay attention. Interesting. Okay. The third best thing that you can do for yourself is, if you really want to heal, if you really want to heal, I don't care what it is, whether it's depression or cancer or whatever it is, you have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. Get a drink. Starting to choke. Okay. You have to forgive everyone and everything that has ever caused you any harm or pain. You know, in all the years I've worked with my clients, when someone has depression, or they have especially cancer, or have had cancer, or they survived cancer, then I tell them, what has happened to you in your life that has made you so hateful and angry? Now, one question I had years ago that I did a lot of research to find the answer, because I really wanted to know, why do bad things happen to good people? Why is it that you have this good Christian little sweetheart of a lady who will do anything and everything for her family, for her friends, donates her time to the community, and just tries to live the ideal Christian perfect life? And yet, horrible things happen to her. She gets cancer. She gets robbed. I mean, she gets just bad things. Well, the thing is this. It all goes back to your physical thoughts and your thinking. Your thoughts are things. And every thought you think, your words that you speak and the feelings that you have create energy. Good or bad, right or wrong, it creates energy, real energy. So even if you know you're a good person, and you try to live a good life, but someone has hurt you very, very deeply. Maybe the husband ran off with another woman 20 years younger, whatever. And so you just want to lie down and die. Well, what happens is when you think, you feel, and you have these feelings and thoughts or words that are bad, angry, hateful, whatever, even if it's just silent thoughts in your mind, you're creating an energy, a very dark energy, that literally goes out into space, that permeates and penetrates all the space that they know and have proven that travels at least 250,000 miles. And what these are, this energy that you produce, is like billions of little tiny magnets that goes out in space and attracts like energy that comes back to you like a boomerang, because all energy circulates. So whatever energy you are putting out is what you're going to bring back to you. Do you have complete and total control over everything that happens to you? Well, no, but you certainly have control over the majority. And if you get rid of your negative thoughts and your negative talk and your negative feelings, and you are actually, you learn to be grateful, and you are grateful every single day for everything you can think of, make a journal. Practice it. And you can honestly and truly and completely forgive anyone and everyone that has ever caused you any harm or pain, then you're going to heal. You will heal. But you cannot hardly heal when you hold a grudge or an anger and hate in your system so deep in your soul, and you go, oh, my gosh, that happened 30 years ago. No, that doesn't bother me anymore. Well, what he did to me, that is, I don't care about that anymore. Really? Because, you know, some people think, oh, time heals, and I finally got over it. No, you mean what time did was they took that event. It's like an event, a very negative event, and like a computer on a computer, it opened up this window on your computer screen, and as time went on, marched on, that window became smaller and smaller, and you were able to get on with your life, and so you're back to your normal life. However, if you want to know whether or not you have actually gotten over it for sure, then pay attention to talk about it. Think about it. Tell somebody your whole story, what happened to you, that one time that happened to you, even if it was 30 years ago, and pay attention to how you feel all around your heart and your stomach area. Is your heart beating up faster? Is your blood pressure starting to go up? Are you starting to get upset? Are you starting to be going down? And before I started talking about this, I was in a really good mood, and then I told them my whole story, and now I'm in a really, I just feel like going off and crying. I feel really depressed now, and that was upsetting. Okay. Well, I was upsetting because I talked about the whole thing again. Well, you know what? This is it. The mind to the brain is like a computer, software to computer. So when you have had a very bad event happen to you in your life and it opens up a window, as time goes on, it's like that window is minimizing to the point where, you know, instead of hitting the X and closing it out, it's like hitting that little bar. So it minimizes, and that means it's not really showing up anymore. You can't see the window, but it's still running deep down in your soul. And so what has happened is you're harboring within you a dark energy. And when you hold on to dark energy, you hold on to hate and anger, then hate plus anger equals cancer. And that is why we have so much cancer. Do you think it's chemicals? Well, that's possible. It could be. But I do know that when you hold on to a very strong negative feeling that turns to a negative emotion, and you hold on to it long enough, then eventually you're going to have health problems. You cannot hate anyone. It's impossible. You see, when you hate someone, you're hating yourself, because all energy circulates, and when you hate someone, you think about it or talk about them, no matter what it is, it's like you drinking the poison and hoping the other person gets sick. They don't. You do. They don't feel a thing. You're the one that gets sick. So I ask you, every time you think about it, you talk about it, it's like drinking another drop of poison. How much poison can you drink before you lose your health? And that's the way it is. So if you want to get rid of it, you've got to forgive. How do you forgive? There's a lot of different ways to forgive somebody. You know, I mean, do you have to call them up on the phone and say, hey, I really forgive you. You know, I don't want to, but I'm going to because I'm a good person and I want to forgive. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to talk to them. You can totally forgive that person by simply, there's several ways. I'm going to tell you one way that you can do it all by yourself. We're going to run out of time here, so I'm going to try to talk a little bit fast, so pay attention. You can do this all by yourself, and what I strongly suggest is that you get out a big tablet of paper, and if you've noticed that you cannot talk about that person or the event or whatever it is that happened that caused you a lot of pain, harm or pain at that time, then if you feel those negative emotions again, you have not let go, you've not healed, you've not closed out that window. So get out a big tablet of paper. Pay very close attention to me and listen to me carefully. Do not send this letter to anyone. Do not let anyone see it. But you're going to get out a big tablet of paper, and you're going to write that person a letter. Yes, nobody sees it. You're going to write the person a letter, and you're going to tell them why they hurt you, what it is that they did or said that caused you so much pain and why. And you start writing. Just tell them off. Tell them why you're angry. Tell them why you hurt. Tell them why you suffered. Get whatever flows into your mind, write it out. You can write fast. You can abbreviate if you want to. But all that negative energy that you're harboring within your soul, that you're holding on to literally, is in you. So by writing this out in this letter, you're releasing it. You're actually releasing it. And to finally let it really out, you're going to write. You're going to write until you can't think of anything else to write. You know, and if it's somebody that cheated on you or somebody that hurt you or beat you or whatever it is, explain to them how you felt, why you felt that way. Write it all out until you can't think of anything else to write. When you finally get done writing everything that you can think of to write, then you're going to end the letter like this. You're going to write out, I forgive you. And you're going to feel energy that goes through you. You're going to feel a total shift in your energy when you do this. You're going to write, I forgive you. And the reason that you forgive them, you write out the reason that you forgive them is because I want to be good to myself. Because to err is human, but to forgive is divine. And you write, I forgive you because I want to be good to myself. I forgive you because I want to heal. I forgive you because I want to heal. And you will feel a shift in your energy. And you will release all that negative energy you've harbored up inside of you. Then when you get into that letter, be sure that you destroy it so nobody sees it. And you're going to find a peace that comes over you. And you will find the next time that you ever need to, if anybody should question you about that, oh my gosh, I remember when did it, how'd that ever turn out? When you talk about it, if you have no negative emotions, and you can actually find humor in it maybe and laugh about it or realize that you learned from it, you grew from it, and you talk about it as if it happened to somebody else and it just doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't matter. You know why? Because it is the past, and the past is the past. Let it go. If you want to hang on to the past, then it's like driving around in a car with this great big rear view mirror that covers the front windshield of your car, and you can't see where you're going because you're always looking in the rear view mirror, always looking back at the past. Take the rear view mirror down and start looking forward. And just the only thing that you need the past for is because there are lessons that you've learned. Life is a game. Okay, we're going to go through this fast. Writing that out works like magic. You can use abbreviations if you fear somebody's ever going to see that. So you can abbreviate or use symbols or signs, whatever you want to do. Write it out, and then when you get done writing it, destroy the letter. I don't care what you got to do. Just get rid of it so that nobody sees it. It's not to send anybody. You can ask God to help you forgive and let go. That works too. But you've got to release it. Meditation is probably one of the most important things that you can do for yourself. Meditating every day for at least 15 minutes, a minimum 15 minutes. I would strongly suggest a half an hour. But meditation every day, you're going to find that you'll broaden your horizons. You will expand your superconscious mind. You'll be able to raise up your vibration. You'll be able to live a happier, healthier, better life all the way around. Goal setting, very, very, very important. Goal setting. Let me tell you about something about goal setting. Probably one of the best goal setters I ever have listened to on how to set goals is Jim Rohn. may he rest in peace. He recently passed away about a year ago, I think it was, and I was a huge fan of his. He talked a lot about goal setting, and basically he would say, decide what you want and write it down. Now, when you write it down, make a list of what you want. Make a list of what you want, write it down. But, you know, those goals can be just kind of wants. And there's a big difference between what you want and what you really, really, really want with a burning desire. So this way, you're going to filter down your goals and find out what is really important that you want to focus on, that you want to reach. So many people say, oh, I wrote out 100 goals. You know what? I didn't reach any of them. Well, if you want to reach your goals, really want to reach your goals, you can have any goal you want in the world. As long as you can conceive it, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve no matter what, no matter what. So make a list of your goals and decide each goal. This is where it starts getting the scientific part of it, really makes it happen, makes it like magic. Write out your goal, whatever it is you want. Always write your goals in the present tense, and it has to be for the good of everyone concerned. It cannot go against God, man, or nature. Okay? Write out the goal, and then you're going to write why you want it. There's where the magic comes in, why you want it. There's where you're going to start feeling emotions. Pay attention to how you feel. Why do you want this goal? If you have no good, justifiable reasons why you want it, then it's not even a good goal. You know, I want $1 million. Why do you want $1 million? I don't know. It'd be nice to have. Well, that's why you don't have $1 million, because God doesn't see you having $1 million, because it's not achievable, it's not even reachable, it's not even conceivable. So now if you put down, I have $1 million by June 1st. Why? Because my child's life depends on life or death, whether I have that $1 million to pay the bill in order to get the treatment they need in order to survive. You know what? If you have that burning desire to have that $1 million so your child can live, I bet you get it. I can just bet you get it. If you want it just because you want it, you're not going to have it. It actually works like that. Whatever you really, really, really want, you're going to achieve because you have a burning desire. Write out your goal, present tense, and always try to have detail, but keep it the first goal when you first start writing it. Keep it short and in the present tense. Then write out why you want that goal. This is the justifiable reasons why you want it. Then you're going to write why you feel you deserve it. Now, when you get done, you're going to realize that when you write this out, the whys, if you don't have a good why, it's not even a good goal. But what it will do, it will filter down. It's like, oh, wow, I start getting really emotional about this one. When I started writing the why I wanted it, oh, my gosh, I had all kinds of reasons, good reasons. And I started getting really excited, and then I started getting more determined to have it. And I'm not giving it up. A real goal, you will have a burning desire, and you're not going to let it go. So if you have a desire to get well or to beat cancer or to get rid of depression, then put down your why, and you're going to achieve it, because the universal law is what you seek also seeks you. And there are about 11 major universal laws that are really important to the way we live life. But if you can accomplish and learn three of them, the rest of them fall in place. And basically, we're talking about them here because the first one is the law of attraction. It's everything starts with a thought. The law of attraction is what you focus on expands. The law of attraction, basically, law of attraction is accept and know that the law of attraction works. Just accept that it works. It works for everyone. It works all the time without error. Know what you want in life and be honest with yourself. Focus your consciousness on what it is that you want. So we're talking about this goal setting. This is really about the law of attraction, whether it's healing or getting rid of cancer or getting rid of depression or healing shattered bones. You know, I mean, that was my main goal for 12 days. That's the only thing I focused on. So I focused on the healing, not worrying about, you know, the broken bones. I just kept focusing on healing. What you visualize, you materialize. So on the law of attraction, visualize vividly involving your emotions and your five senses. You don't just think about it and think, okay, I thought good thoughts. You got to feel it. Feel it with emotion. Raise up your vibration. Imagine it as if it's already happened. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Don't worry about where it comes from. Don't worry about you are a human being with a very limited perspective. So don't let yourself get in the way, because the universe is so vast. and I mean so vast, with so much power, that whatever you focus on, just see and imagine the end result. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. If it's beating cancer or beating melanoma or beating some illness or injury, then you focus on the end result and you get excited about it and keep thinking and visualizing and feeling as if it's already happened. Write out that goal. Write it out in vivid detail why you want it to happen, why you feel like that you deserve it. That's the law of attraction. Just get yourself out of the way and let the universe take care of it. Okay, that's basically on your goal setting, and you can use a vision board. You can see yourself back, you know, whether it's a disease, you can see yourself back out playing in the snow, having a snow fight, see yourself driving. Start planning the future, you know, move forward. You got to take a step to move forward and put it in action. Affirmations are so important. And when I talked about using the rubber band to stop the negative thoughts, then you need to have positive thoughts to replace those negative thoughts immediately. If you don't have any positive thoughts, then you need to have a couple of affirmations that you need to learn that you say or think every time you start to think a negative thought, snap that rubber band, and your positive affirmation may be something as simple as, every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it as if you mean it. And if you keep saying it as if you mean it and you start feeling it, it becomes a reality. Another affirmation that I like, especially if it comes to health and you want to heal, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. That affirmation is a very old affirmation that came from the classic story about the doctor. Was about the man who had a little boy, was grown with very, very twisted, crooked, crippled through his whole body, his hands, and everything was crippled. He had a good mind, so he could only squirm around and crawl around the floor and swivel around the floor. He couldn't walk, stand up, or anything. He went to the doctor one day, and he asked the doctor, if this was your son, what would you do? He would say, I wouldn't give up. But he said, have the boy say, I am whole, perfect, strong, powerful, loving, harmonious, and happy. That boy said that affirmation over and over. He filled his mind with it to the point where he was saying it when he woke up in the morning. He was saying it as he fell asleep at night. And over time, his twisted, crippled body became a perfectly strong, healthy body. And he grew up perfectly. But that, I think it was, he was either 11 or 13 at the time that he started saying the affirmation. By the time he was an adult, he was a perfectly normal, strong, healthy human being, just as he said he was. Are there power in words? Does words have an effect on the body? Absolutely. So affirmations are really important. Another old and magical affirmation that is old, that is old as the world itself, is every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Say it with momentum. Say it as if you mean it. Use it to replace those negative thoughts. Say it over and over. If you have nothing worthwhile to think about, do not let that physical mind flood you, your mind, with bad negative thoughts. Okay, we're going to have to get out of here. Our time is up. If you want to go to pick up a CD for the healing, you can go to cdbaby.com/artist, ARTIST, /Cheryl J. Savage, and you can get a free preview of the hypnosis. You can actually click on those and listen to them. So thank you for joining me for The Power of the Superconscious Mind and Healing Within. And if you need any help, you can always email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. If you have questions or comments, you can email me at thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Thank you.